Weeble mode practice. So beginning by placing the body in a position that feels comfortable and supportive and strong, and perhaps also that reflects the importance of what we're doing. And then having placed the body, placing the mind by bringing to mind our intention for the practice, which is to kind of become Weeble-like. That sounds a bit odd. So maybe we can be curious and a bit playful with it. But Weebles are kind of egg-shaped, and we may think of a Weeble as quite stable. So Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. So let's see if we can become a little bit Weeble-like. Maybe direct more of our attention in this practice to the lower half of the body and see what effect, if any, that has. Reminding ourselves, perhaps for a moment, of why it might be helpful to learn to work with the mind in a skillful way. And then beginning by settling the mind in the way that we have learned. So deepening the breathing just a little bit, if that feels okay. And paying attention to the sensations, so the physical feeling of the breath coming into and being released from the body. Allowing those sensations to occupy our attention for just now. And thoughts will continue to come and go, and that's okay. You're just aiming to notice them and let them go on their merry way, just like clouds passing by. Or just like trains or buses that we choose not to get on. Or if we notice that we have hopped on to a train of thought, we can choose to hop off. And come back to just paying attention to the breath. It's as simple as that. And introducing counting or a phrase. So breathing in to a count of 3 or 4 or a different number of your choice. And breathing out to a similar number. Doing 2 things right now, breathing and counting or saying a phrase. Just noticing anything that's here to be noticed in relation to the breath. Feeling the breath enter the body and fill the chest, maybe even feeling some movements in the belly area with the breath, and then feeling the breath being released from the body over and over again. And then letting go of any counting or saying a phrase and allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm and pace, no longer breathing a little bit more deeply, just letting that go. Paying more attention to the out-breath now, placing our attention there. Feeling maybe that slight feeling of relaxing, the body letting go of the breath and relaxing a little bit. And reminding ourselves that the mind can learn from that. The mind can learn to let go of engagement with the thoughts that arise. We can learn to just leave them alone. They'll still come and go, the thoughts, but it's like they lose a bit of their power when we don't grab them and run with them. giving them our attention. So it's like we stop feeding the thinking. We take energy away from it by directing the torchlight of our attention somewhere else, directing it towards the breath. And allowing our attention to flow downwards now into the lower parts of the body, perhaps paying attention to the feet first of all, paying attention to any parts of the feet that are in contact with something like the floor or a shoe or a sock. Those sensations might be easier to get in contact with. And if we're sitting in a chair, then the bottom and thighs will be in contact with the chair and perhaps parts of the back as well. So we can tune into how that feels. All of those sensations of contact and pressure created by gravity, holding this body in place, stopping it drifting off. So allowing yourself to really feel the weight of your body. Perhaps with each out-breath, maybe imagining that you're sinking a little bit deeper into whatever it is that you're sitting or lying on. A little bit like you're becoming heavier with each out-breath. And noticing how these sensations can hold the mind. They can hold the interest of the mind. You might have an image of yourself like a weeble. Or maybe that's not a very attractive image. Maybe you might want to imagine yourself more like a mountain with that big, strong, secure base. And whether you're a weeble or a mountain or something different, maybe noticing there's a stability in having a sense of physically being here in this moment. Sense of stability in really directing our attention firmly into the body. And in particular, the lower half of the body. We spend much of our time with a lot of our attention just in our heads. So maybe we can counteract that by choosing from time to time to really allow our attention to flow downwards. And as we come out of this practice, intending to be weeble-like or mountain-like for the rest of your day, secure and strong and like a weeble, maybe weebles wobble but they don't fall down.